So part of Wall Street's enthusiasm there, Celeste, is retail sales are up. It just actually came across the wires. But there's some positive feeling certainly among thousands of rescue and cleanup workers who sued New York City over damaging health effects they claim they suffered as a result of conditions at the World Trade Center in the days and months after 9/11. They reached a settlement with the city, about $650 million. It would affect 10,000 plaintiffs. Joining us now is Fred Mogul, healthcare and medicine reporter for our partner WNYC Radio in New York. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, John.
And Glenn Klein is a retired NYPD officer who was at the World Trade Center on 9/11 and during the eight-month rescue and cleanup effort. You're one of the plaintiffs, right, Glenn?
That's correct.
You know, Glenn, why has this taken so long? I mean, many of us who were in New York on that day and for that entire period smelled what you smelled. We weren't as close as you, but, I mean, it certainly was never a stretch to me that that air was dangerous to breathe. Glenn?
That's a great question, and that's a question I asked last night when the city decided that they were going to try to make a settlement with us. They had 8.5 years to make this offer to us. All of a sudden, they decided that they were going to come out and make this offer to us. I don't know if you know that I'm an advocate with the Feel Good Foundation, and we've been fighting for many years for the James the Droger Act, H.R. 847. And we happen to be going to Washington on Tuesday where the bill is going to be marked up onto the floor.
Now, that bill would give specific compensation as a matter of federal law, right?
That's correct. That bill has $11 billion put aside, which would give compensation and medical coverage to 9/11 responders for the rest of their lives.
All right, so billions versus $650 million. This is still a controversy because, of course, plaintiffs are going to have to decide whether they want to accept this deal or not. Hold on there, Glenn. Fred Mogul, what are the issues facing the adoption of this settlement?
Well, right, so they have 90 days to decide, plaintiffs like Glenn and others, and it's not clear to me exactly yet whether they'll find their awards first and be able to make the decision. I suspect probably not, given that there's so many of them. So we know that on the low end, people who have little or no symptoms but might potentially develop them could be getting in the few thousands of dollars, and then on the high end, $1 to $2 million for people or the families of people who have died or who are terminally ill. And obviously, there's a lot of gradations in between. People worked in a lot of different capacities for a lot of different durations there, and they were exposed to a lot of different things, and they have a lot of different illnesses. And some we should say don't have illness yet, but might develop it. So there's just a lot of different things to sort out.
Now, Fred Mogul, of course, you describe quite well the complexity here, but nevertheless, there is a feeling that as long as this is taken and what seems to be an unwillingness to accept that there may have been health hazards down at Ground Zero, this all feels a little bit like Agent Orange after the Vietnam experience.
Well, there's been a lot of mixed messages from the city. The city has said, really, that this money was given to them by FEMA, $1.1 billion, just for liability in case they're sued. Advocates say, well, that's very disingenuous. We're only suing because we need to sue. But there's a lot of complicated liability issues with that. And the city's position has been, well, the federal government should pay for it, not as a matter of, you know, a legal defense fund, but as a matter of federal policy. And so the city, for many years, ironically, has supported the advocates' claim for some kind of legislative relief on a large scale from Capitol Hill.
So the jurisdictional questions have really slowed things down. That makes actually a lot of sense. Glenn Klein, it's certainly no surprise that NYPD officers would go into a place that is dangerous. But when did you believe, working at Ground Zero and being at Ground Zero, that this was something that could have long-term health implications?
Well, you know, what got us going on 9/11 and the months after is our adrenaline and knowing that not only were our fellow officers and firefighters buried in the rubble, there were also innocent victims that were buried in there. We wanted to bring them home to the family members, and regardless of whether we knew the air was going to be bad to breathe, we knew we had a job to do, and we were going to do it either way. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the green fumes and colors that you've never seen before that were spewing out of the debris and the thick gobs of dust and particles we're going to be good for you.
But Glenn, does the fact that you and you know it's heroic that you say this, you would have done it anyway. Does that limit your claim because people are likely to say, hey, he didn't care about his own health. He was emotionally involved in the situation. What do you say to that?
No, I don't think so because we stepped up. We went above and beyond the call of duty. I think the city is still liable and the government was still liable to supply us with the proper equipment. The EPA also came out and told us that the air quality was okay to breathe.
I remember
so
that.
We were misled also.
Well, $650 million, that's the settlement. You're going to take it, Glenn?
It's too early to say. I don't think so. As I said, you know, you're talking about people who are really, really sick. I mean, I'm fortunate that I'm not as sick as some of the others who have cancer. If you give a cancer victim $1 million or even $2 million, how far does that go?
Yeah, well, it's a lot to think about, and you got some time to think about it. The plaintiffs are contemplating the $650 million or more settlement for the Ground Zero workers. Fred Mogul, healthcare reporter for WNYC, and Glenn Klein, retired NYPD officer. Thanks to both of you.